It was a dominating effort for most of the game. Unless it really happened with the way you guys
played. Yeah, I think, what was it, 6 shots after 2 periods, exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to be hard in their top line, come out strong. Got a lot of energy off that first shift, but that's a heck of an effort all around.
What can you say about the game that Schwartz turned in?
He has been going all series. You know, it was just a matter of time before things started going in for him. He's had a lot of looks, and I said it to you guys before, even when he's not scoring, he's pretty darn effective out there. And when things start going in for him like they were tonight, boy, oh boy, he's fun to watch.
Can you tell how much it means to him to be able to contribute, though?
Well, of course everybody does, right? Especially when you're getting good looks like he is. So I guess that one was probably way off his shoulders. And once he gets going, that's some pretty good scoring we got.
Alex, when you do what you did in Game 5 in that third period, any carryover? I mean, you feel
that's
like
what
that
it was. That was the conversation. Carryover, exactly what we did in the third period. I think we started building as the game went on in Winnipeg, and we carried that over. Saved our energy here the last couple of days to really give a good push, and it worked.
What specifically did you really kind of hone in on there?
Oh, we just occupied the offensive zone. I mean, I think they had like 30 seconds or a minute of offensive zone time in the third period in Winnipeg. That's a good team. It's a lot of offensive power. It's tough to keep them to that. So we, again, if you look at how effective all four lines were and all the deep pairings, there's a reason why we were playing at the level we were.
Alex, how electric was it? It seemed like your fans picked up where you guys left off Thursday, too. Like they
wanted it. Well, I think everybody was buzzing after that win. The energy was there. It's always in this building, especially come playoff time. And doesn't hurt when you got Wayne and Yachty up there saying, let's go Blues. So the city's buzzing right now, but we need that energy going forward.
Got a little too close for comfort there at the end. You have some nervous moments?
Yeah, well, they're just kind of going all five guys there. I think when you get one, they're just kind of going all. So it was either we were going to score or they're going to get some chances. But that's why you got to keep playing and keep trying to score. That third one's important.
What's it like to come out here every night before January 2nd and say, I don't know what's going on, and now to be talking about going to the second round?
Well, I guess within this locker room, we had a lot of tough conversations and honest conversations of what we needed to do to get better, and we still had belief in this room, as hard as it was, or maybe as hard as it is for some people to believe. We felt like we still had a chance, and we just kept pushing. That's what we did this year. We didn't play the way we wanted to games 3 and 4 here, but we just kept pushing, looked hard in the mirror, and I said it to Panger before, I mean, this is a group that fans, but in this locker room, I'm proud of the guys in this room, and I really do mean that. There's a lot of tough times you go throughout a year, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and all the way through this group, I really am proud.
Can you point to any really good teams and playoff teams? Do you remember a playoff game like this? Like you said, you're playing against a really good team.
Yeah, that was a defensive performance from us that in the playoffs is tough to do because everyone's coming to play. So, again, I've said it before, this is the most depth I've ever seen, you know, throughout our lineup, and it's working.
Can you point to anything specifically, though, that you can recall back to that really kind of set in and clicked and made this thing
I think once we got everybody healthy, I know you don't want any injuries as an excuse, but once you start, you know, got everybody healthy, and again, we had some good meetings behind closed doors that are going to stay behind closed doors, and sometimes it's not easy to look in the mirror when things are going tough or ain't going good, but we did that, and tell you what, like I said, I'm proud of this group that we grabbed this thing, and we're moving on.
Did anybody speak up, though?
There's a lot of people that spoke up.
You didn't expect, though? Or I mean, just.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Again, when I say we had conversations behind closed doors, it's not just me and Vladdy and Steiner and guys who have been here. It's everyone's got a voice in this locker room. And at this time of the year, everybody's got an impact on the game. So this is a collective effort. Tonight was a good example of that.
How good was Jordan Binnington in this series?
It's been good. I mean, look, we can. The kid's is good. I mean, you hear the chants in Winnipeg, nothing phases him. So, again, dynamite tonight he was.
What about his decision to go off the ice after Game 5? Kind of speaks to what you're going to talk about.
Follow the leader, I guess. There he goes, right? I don't know what he's doing. Maybe I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know. I just followed him. So he was excited. But I guess whatever he wants to do, we'll do. Yeah.
Alex, can you describe Coach Craig Berube's impact on this team winning the playoffs series?
Well, again, he's had a big impact on the group, obviously, and things have turned around, but he's had us going in the right direction. He said the right things in this series to keep us even keeled through the whole thing.